This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. We're diving into the critical world of workplace health and safety in Australian construction. It's a complex field, isn't it?
Absolutely. The stakes are high, lives and livelihoods depend on getting it right.
Exactly. So what's the most concise way to describe this topic?
Ensuring a safe and healthy work environment for everyone on a construction site, complying with all relevant Australian standards and regulations.
Right. And why is this so crucial for the construction industry specifically?
Construction is inherently risky. We're dealing with heavy machinery, hazardous materials, and often precarious working conditions. WHS is paramount to mitigate those risks.
I see. So what are the key components of effective WHS in construction?
Risk assessment and management is fundamental. That includes identifying hazards, assessing risks, and implementing control measures. Then there's training and supervision, ensuring everyone understands and follows safety procedures, and of course, proper equipment maintenance and use.
Okay. What are some key terms people in the industry should be familiar with?
We're talking about things like hazard identification, risk assessment, safe work method statements, XWMS, personal protective equipment, PPE, incident reporting, and emergency procedures.
Right. Who are the key players involved in implementing WHS in a construction project?
It's a team effort. The principal contractor has overall responsibility, but site managers, supervisors, workers, and even subcontractors all play a vital role. Health and safety officers are also crucial.
Makes sense. What job roles would have a deep understanding of these requirements?
Site managers, safety officers, project managers, and even construction workers themselves need a strong grasp of WHS. It's not just a tick box exercise. It's integrated into every aspect of the job.
So how does WHS integrate with other aspects of construction projects?
It's not separate. It's woven into everything from planning and design to procurement and execution. Safety considerations should be at the forefront of every decision. Failing to do so can lead to costly delays, legal issues, and most importantly, injuries or fatalities.
That's a powerful point. Let's shift gears a bit. How does this relate to areas outside of the workplace?
The principles of WHS translate surprisingly well to other areas. Think about family life. Risk assessment is about anticipating potential problems and taking preventative measures, just like planning a family outing.
Interesting analogy. What about schools or stocks?
Absolutely. Schools have safety protocols, just like construction sites. In sports, risk management is about understanding the potential for injury and taking steps to minimize it. It's all about proactive risk mitigation.
I see. So it's about a mindset, a culture of safety, not just a set of rules.
Precisely. It's about fostering a culture where safety is everyone's responsibility. In construction, that means open communication, reporting near misses, and a willingness to stop work if something isn't safe.
Right. And that culture needs to be nurtured and reinforced constantly, right?
Absolutely. Regular training, toolbox talks, and consistent enforcement of safety rules are essential. It's an ongoing process, not a one-time event.
Okay. What are some common pitfalls to avoid?
Cutting corners to save time or money is a major one. Another is inadequate training or supervision. And failing to properly investigate incidents to prevent recurrence is a critical mistake.
So what are some proactive steps companies can take to avoid these pitfalls?
Invest in comprehensive training programs, provide adequate supervision, and foster a culture of open communication and reporting. Regular audits and inspections are also crucial. And remember, safety is not an expense, it's an investment.
Excellent advice. Let's wrap up this discussion.
In short, applying WHS requirements in Australian construction is about creating a safe and healthy work environment through proactive risk management, comprehensive training, and a strong safety culture. It's about protecting lives and livelihoods.
It's clear that a robust WHS program is not just a legal requirement, but a moral imperative. Thank you for this insightful discussion.